Morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host, coming to you live from Palm Desert, California on this Super Bowl Sunday. Some people could care less. Others are excited. I'm sort of right in the middle. Joining us in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. Good morning, Sean. So are you about it? You know, I can't even hear you. No. Is there a button that you need to be pushing? I don't know. Well, if we take a week off. See, during the week, we're not here. So we never know what is going on. All right. Well, while he's messing around with these little switches in here and gadgets, we'll see if we can hear him. Today, we have our Super Bowl show. What we normally do, we're going to let you call in and pick a team. Yes, and then I'll have prizes that I'll be giving away for halftime, quarter, sacks, whatnot. You won't know if you won until I get a hold of you, but we do this every year. So let's try this again. All right, go.
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
You know, I looked at it and it was me.
Okay. All right. So are you interested, not interested? Do you have a team? Do you care? What?
No. All of the above. I don't really care, but I do enjoy watching it.
Okay. There you go.
But yeah. I have no dog in the fight.
I don't even know about the commercials anymore. The commercials, they try to get them so unique that they start becoming bad.
Yeah, sometimes they're kind of left field. They make a lot of sense. Or there's that, and there is also the fact that I feel like they can't hold on to them until the Super Bowl. They're all on YouTube somewhere.
Oh, that's
true. They're all being released already. They can't even wait.
Well, there you go. The Clydesdales are usually really good ones. The Budweiser commercials. I don't even know if Budweiser's back. The puppy ones are cute. I always like the Dorito ones.
Doritos does really good.
Yeah, those were hilarious. So we'll see. I have some news about Minnesota. We'll talk a little bit about that. I have some Super Bowl news. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. We weren't going to have any guests today. None. And then now we end up having three. So there you go. Usually Super Bowl Sunday, but I guess these people don't care either because we're going to have some guests in to talk about what they have going on. And like I say, we'll open the phone lines in just a little bit and let you call in, pick a team. Now, how we're doing this is you give Sean your name and a email or phone number that I can text you. I want to keep it really simple. Give him your first name, and a phone number is really the best way to go so I can text you and say I need your address and mail you out your prize. So that's what we're going to try to keep it simple. Not really. I used to do squares and, oh my God, you needed 10 people to do all that. But anyway, we want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club Monterey for our donuts. Thank you so much. Today's show is presented by Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert. They have a brand new website. It's beautiful. Take a look at it, IndianRidgeCC.com. They have so many things going on in their big Valentine's dinner, Super Bowl party, endless. They have so much tennis and golf and spa and fitness center. It's just a beautiful place to live. So if you're looking for a country club lifestyle, Indian Ridge Country Club is probably perfect for you. Now, Super Bowl, do you know first of all what number Super Bowl it is?
No, I think it's 52.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I was confused by the L's and the I's and the ones or whatever the heck it was. I had no idea. I kept looking at it going, huh? So I finally looked it up online. I Googled it. And so it is Super Bowl 52. The letter L stands for 50.
Right.
Which I didn't know. I wasn't that good in math. Okay. And then, though, when there's an X, which stands for 10, it comes before the Y's that are ones, and you subtract 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that is very confusing. That whole thing confused me.
IV would be 4 because it would be 5 and then you'd take away the one before it.
So wouldn't it just be
VI, it'd be 6.
Wouldn't it be easier if we just put Super Bowl 52?
Yeah, it would. But it's always been Roman numerals. So.
I know. Who thought of that?
Romans.
I don't know. But the L for 50, at least I'll remember that. But then when an X is after the L or before the other numbers, then you subtract 10. And oh, my gosh. So anyway, now you know it is Super Bowl 52. This past week's been a busy week. We want to welcome a new sponsor to the show, Ave Maria Pilgrimage. She offers spiritual tours. We're going to talk about these tours. I have a few to talk about in the next hour of the show. And then Nada is going to be joining us next week to talk about her company. So it sounds really wonderful. It's very interesting trips that we really haven't talked about before on the show. So we're going to find out about those as we go along. This week, Quartzsite bus trip, thanks to Renova Energy. Everyone was great. We had a really good time. The weather was perfect. However, I don't think I'm going to be going to Quartzsite again, and I'll tell you why. The main part, right away, I noticed a completely different vibe downtown.
Right.
And I was going to talk about more. I was going to save this for the travel show, but I give you a really heads up. It's changed. It's changed. We'll talk about that in the second hour. But the people were wonderful. Like I say, we really had a lot of fun, gave away a lot of prizes on the bus, and traffic was great, so that was good. But we'll talk more about how Quartzsite has changed in the second hour. And also, so I don't mislead anyone. I don't want to mislead you. You know me. I'm just right up front with everything. Coachella Valley Volkswagen is no longer part of the show. The person I was working with is gone. I don't know the whole story. I didn't ask. And the new people that are not really new, it's the same company, they figure that they need to once again stop everything and start over.
Right.
So I just said whatever. Okay.
Yeah, sometimes that's all you can do.
Yeah, that's all I can do. So I don't want anybody to, if you walk in there and start mentioning traveling with Francoise, or if you expect big things, I doubt anything big is going to happen for you. Because the people that are there now, I'm not sure even know who I am, because I don't think they're from this area. So there you go. I wanted to give you a heads up on that. But my windshield, remember I told you I had a crack in the windshield of the car?
Yeah.
I got a little nick, and it started running to become a big, big, long line. Safelite, I called my insurance company. They sent out Safelite. He was so great. Manny was the fellow, the technician who did it. And I didn't realize there were that many parts involved with the windshield.
Oh, right.
Oh, they have all these different things. And you have to make sure that it senses the windshield wipers to come on, your assist on the side mirrors, and all these things. And he did a great job. There was parts all over the place for one windshield. I remember when they used to just pop them off and pop another one in?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, not anymore.
No, they can't do that anymore. They're wired now.
But they were great. They did a fantastic job. I was so happy with them. So I want to thank Safelite for coming out and for Manny doing such a really good job. And everything works. I don't have to get it recalibrated. Nothing. It all worked.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So now I have this really nice, clear windshield that doesn't have all the sand pits on it from the desert.
Right.
We don't know how long that will last.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. All right. Today, like I say, we have some guests. We'll open up the phone lines where you can call in. And not when we have a call-in guest. No, you can't do that. We'll figure it out. So you'll have plenty of time to sign up for your team. Pick a team. And you give your first name and an email or text, and we will do that. We have 2 hours. We have an hour and 45 minutes left just about now. That number to call is 760-440-8255. That's 440-8255. Now, I've been switching over a few things on the website, trying to make it more cost effective as far as some of the old companies I had started with. I'm no longer with them anymore. So we've had a couple issues the last day or so with signing up for contests. Hang on. We'll get it fixed. Well, I won't get it fixed. The web people will get it fixed.
It will be fixed.
Yeah, it will be fixed. But yet I sent myself a test email last night and it didn't get bounced back.
Oh, really?
So it's going somewhere.
Right.
Yeah, I can't log into the old site anymore. So she's going to work on it today, but don't get frustrated. We'll get that up and running shortly. Yesterday I was on KSQ. We talked about New Orleans and Mardi Gras, which starts February 13th, but New Orleans has 130 festivals each year. So if you miss Mardi Gras, you can certainly go to one of the many festivals that are happening throughout New Orleans. So we did that. I'll get that posted on the YouTube page. And I think that pretty much covers that. I did have a couple things I wanted to tell you, that Mojave Maxine emerges at the Living Desert. So it is only February. And Mojave Maxine, the turtle, has already come out of her hole, which means we don't know what that means, really. It just means that she came out because the weather's warm. So wherever her hole is, she is. It's not that cold underneath. So she has emerged. But Puxatawny Phil, whoever gave him that name, I don't know.
I don't understand how these things even started.
I don't know. A long, 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 long time ago, he came out of that groundhog came out of his hole. And he saw his shadow, so we're supposed to get 6 more weeks of winter.
How do you know he saw his shadow?
I don't know. The guy who picked him up.
Does he jump?
Like, yeah. The man who picked him up,
I don't know,
saw his shadow. He said, well, okay. But I was joking on Facebook. I said, obviously, Puxatawny Phil has not been to the desert.
No.
Because Our winter is really non-existent. So anyway, so that's the deal. Some areas get 6 more weeks of winter weather. But Mojave Maxine, she's out, and I guess she's saying spring's early then. If the turtle comes out, that means spring is early. Okay. And here's another report I read, that pizza is better for you than cereal at breakfast.
But why?
I could go with that. Especially, they say, a really good pizza, because a lot of the cereals are loaded with sugar. So they're saying tacos can be a good, if it's whole grain tortillas and eggs.
Right.
And that can be really good for breakfast. So they're saying instead of eating a cereal that is loaded and loaded with sugar,
right,
other meals might not be so bad.
That makes sense.
I could do that. The only way I'll eat cereal is the milk has to be fresh, fresh, fresh. I'm this paranoid about milk. I don't know what my problem is, but then I'll have cereal. Otherwise, no, won't touch it. Okay, on that note, we're going to step aside, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise, and we'll open those phone lines up in just a little bit. All right, joining us on the line is Kyle Pong, the Director of Museum Advancement at the Children's Discovery Museum of the Desert. Such a fun place for kids and, frankly, adults as well. Hi, Kyle. How are you today?
Hi, Francoise. I'm good, thanks. Thanks for letting us call in today.
Well, sure. It's been a while that someone from the Children's Discovery Museum has been on the show, so it's great to have you guys back.
Thank you. We're really excited to talk about all the fun things we have happening.
All right. And you do have some really big events happening in February. One of them is February 15th. The other one is February 25th. You have a 30th anniversary fundraising event, a big birthday bash. So, Kyle, why don't you go ahead and jump right in with your 30th anniversary fundraising event?
So the museum is celebrating its 30th anniversary as an organization, and we are doing that on February 15th at the new clubhouse up at Bighorn Golf Club. And so we are hoping to have people from the community join us to celebrate 30 years. Tickets are on sale. They're available on our website at cdmod.org/30years, or you can call the museum at 760-321-0602. I'm at Extension 101, and I'm more than happy to help you or answer any questions that you have.
All right. Now, that clubhouse is spectacular, and really, that would be a great way to go see this, folks, because it really is amazing up there. I don't even want to spoil it. It is just beautiful. Now, Kyle, tell us a little bit about what the Children's Discovery Museum of the Desert, what do you do? What do you offer to the kids here in the Coachella Valley?
So we are the only children's museum located in the Coachella Valley, and we're the closest one for about almost 2 hours. The next closest are in San Diego and Pasadena, and we are a hands-on exploration facility. So what we really encourage is adult-child interactions where parents and grandparents and family members can come to the museum and play with their kids, learn with them, watch them do things that maybe they didn't even think were possible. So we have an outdoor tricycle track, and the number of parents that come and realize that their children can actually ride tricycles by themselves is astounding. It's open from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And you do such a great job out there, and I know 30 years, that is right there, fantastic. But the museum, how has it grown as far as children? You know, people don't always relate to the Coachella Valley as a place with a lot of kids. But that has really changed over the years. How has attendance grown at the Children's Discovery Museum?
So we now see over 72,000 people a year at the Children's Discovery Museum. That's up from about 65,000 a few years ago and 50 before that. And so we have seen such an increase in the number of families that come and actually live in the Coachella Valley. So we are excited that we have over 800 families that are members of our museum. So you can buy a museum membership and then come to the museum as often as you want all year long. Those start at $75. And so, you know, it's really fun to watch the kids come and play. And what we've done as an organization is actually start to expand what it is that we offer. So instead, or in place of being just a place to play, we like to tout ourselves as more of a place to come and learn as well. So there are educational opportunities that you can do through playing.
Which I've always felt it's been a place to learn, but you do it in such a fun way. That's the catch right there, because you are dealing with a lot of children. And frankly, the parents that come, we like to mess with all the stuff that you have and see if we can figure it out. But it really is a learning opportunity, and it, in such a fun way where the kids don't even realize that they're learning. And that is key.
Definitely. I mean, we have opened new exhibits. So we have a traveling exhibit program. And we're actually opening a new exhibit out in our traveling exhibit wing on February 10th. It's called Born to Build, Engineering Creativity. And it will be all about using your hands and going back to the basics. So putting those iPads and those phones away and those computers and really building with your hands again. We'll have Legos, wooden blocks, and there'll be a place for the little ones to come and play also.
All right. So much fun over there. And I just want to stress, everyone, that the Children's Discovery Museum of the Desert is open to everyone, not just because it's in Rancho Mirage. Don't think it's just a Rancho Mirage organization. It's open to everyone here, all our visitors from all ends of the valley. Really, you go over there, your kids are going to love it. And that annual membership fee is so, so reasonable. Your kids will want to be there all the time. All right. Now, Kyle, let's talk about the birthday celebration that's coming up on February 25th.
Yeah, so in addition to turning 30 years old as an organization, we are also celebrating our 20th year on Gerald Ford. So the museum began at a dentist's office in Rancho Mirage, and 20 years ago we opened the doors on Gerald Ford. And so what we are doing is we are celebrating that and doing a fundraising event. We want to invite everybody to come and see the Children's Museum. If you haven't been before, this is a great time to come. This event is actually the only time that the museum is open free to the public. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, we do require an adult to accompany a child to the museum, but this is the one instance where if you are an adult and you don't have any children, but you kind of want to see what we're all about, this would be the time to come and do that.
All right, and that is Sunday, February 25th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Children's Discovery Museum of the Desert. Again, it is free, open to all with special events, prizes, and, of course, cake. We love cake. So lots of things happening with the Children's Discovery Museum. And, Kyle, is the museum open all year round?
Yes, we are. So we are open 7 days a week from Thanksgiving week all the way through to Labor Day. Mm-hmm. And then we are closed on Mondays from Labor Day until Thanksgiving. So that gives us a little bit of time to do our annual cleaning, to tidy up and to do some extra training. But most of the time we are open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sundays, we are open from 1 to 5 p.m. And the third Wednesday of every month is our 5 after 5 program. So we are open from 5 to 8 p.m. on the third Wednesday in addition to 10 to 5. So 10 to 8 p.m. But admission after 5 p.m. is $5.
Okay. And if you need more information, folks, which I know you're going to because you couldn't remember everything that Kyle just told us, their website, which is cdmod.org, will be on the Traveling with Francois website. So you can just go straight to my website, click on the link there, and they'll take you over to the Children's Discovery Museum website. And you can find out more about the 30th anniversary fundraising event at Bighorn at their clubhouse, which is on February 15th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $200 for an individual or $350 per couple, or about the free day, their 20th birthday bash on Sunday, February 25th, 1 to 5 p.m., and that's at the Children's Discovery Museum on Gerald Ford Drive in Rancho Mirage. Kyle, thank you so much for joining us today. Next time you are closer to the studio, I want you to stop on by and be inside here, okay?
We definitely will. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Now, do you have a team picked for Super Bowl today?
You know, I don't. I think I'm going to go with the Patriots. Tom Brady grew up in the city that I grew up in, so he's a San Mateo native. So, you know, we like to support our local,
all right,
our local sports guys.
Sounds good. Kyle, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Okay, folks, so this, like I said, the information will be posted on Traveling with Francois. The one event is February 15th, and that is the big fundraising event at Bighorn. And then a 20th birthday bash where you can go to the Children's Discovery Museum for free is on February 25th, and I will get that posted on the website. All right, time to make a few announcements here, brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers. and your one-stop shop for healthy and unique items at Alia. And, of course, Gallery 500, located on the corner of Ramona and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs. Call today at 760-865-6500 or on the web at the500ps.com. Now, if you'd like to call in and make a pick for your team, you can do so right now at 760-440-8255. All you need to do to enter is just give Sean your first name and a phone number with a text that we can text you or call you back if you win a prize. So call and pick a team. It's either the Eagles or the Patriots, and you are entered in our Super Bowl prize contest. McDonald's, I have to tell you, this is where we all hung around when we were done at Quartzsite waiting to get back on the bus. That was at the McDonald's in Quartzsite. Don't tell Dick Shalhoub, please, though. We had ice cream. We had everything. So see, McDonald's is just like the go-to place. Always has been. So they did a great job out there. And Valentine's is right around the corner. Where are you going to go? For great heart pendants and diamond heart necklace. There's also 18 karat and enamel hearts. Beautiful, beautiful diamond pendants and rings. B. Allison's Jewelers, lower level at the Gardens on El Paseo. They have it all. Talk to Ron, Debbie, Motec. He's there, always running around. Yes, but they have some beautiful pieces for Valentine's Day. So get on over there, B. Allison's Jewelers, lower level, the Gardens on El Paseo, and get your Valentine's gift there. Thai Smile in El Paseo, they have their new seasonal hours, 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. For lunch and dinners from 4 to 9. And Renova Energy, we thank them again for, of course, our bus trip. Indian Ridge has a new website. Diane Williams and Associates, if you're looking for a new home, they will help you in Indian Ridge and on the outside of Indian Ridge. Of course, Command One Security, always doing a great job. Expert Repairs by Joseph. There's a Valentine's gift. Get something that someone loves, a piece of jewelry, eyeglasses, or whatever. Get it repaired by Expert Repairs by Joseph and surprise them with it, and they can start wearing it again. All right, on that note, we need to step aside. When we come back, we have a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We will open up those phone lines for you to sign up to pick your team after our guest, after this guest segment, and then we'll have a whole segment for you to tell us about let us know who you want to pick for Super Bowl. Joining us in studio here, back again, Sarah Bryant. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, good morning, Francoise.
Now, it's officially you.
Yes.
You are now the official spokesperson, the PR person for the Desert Cancer Foundation.
I am. Yeah. I am the executive director.
You're executive director. Okay. I knew you did everything. I just couldn't remember exactly what. So you took over. Now you have all sorts of things going on. First of all, though, before we talk about this 16th annual Dr. George Car Show, which is huge and just keeps growing and growing and growing, let's talk a little bit about the Desert Cancer Foundation. Fill us in again for those that are new to the show or they didn't even know you existed. Tell us again what you do.
So Desert Cancer Foundation, we're a local nonprofit organization, and we're dedicated to assisting residents in the Coachella Valley and local surrounding communities with accessing screening, diagnostic services, and treatment. So that's financial assistance to help cover the cost for uninsured and underinsured local Valley residents. And every dollar that we raise here in the Valley stays here in the Valley. And for every dollar donated, it actually translates to over $10 in cancer care, thanks in part to fantastic relationships with our medical community, such as the Comprehensive Cancer Center at Desert Regional and the Lucy Kirchy Cancer Center at Eisenhower, among many other local pharmacies and physicians.
Mm-hmm. Which is really, I mean, I don't think, people, they're diagnosed, they don't always know that there's help out there. And I'm sure you get that a lot, that you'll get families that call you or even the patients themselves that say, I didn't even know you were here.
Yeah, it's true. A lot of folks, they end up going into getting cancer care, and they don't anticipate, one, not being able to work if they're going through chemo and radiation and surgery, you know, because there's so much to take in at the time when you're diagnosed. And then moving into treatment, you know, it feels like you might be able to kind of keep up, you know, financially. But once you, if you end up quit working or you lose your health insurance, or just the cost of medications and treatments that pile up and pile up, they don't realize the financial burden that it can really become. And we're here for you for that reason.
And doing a great job. The Desert Cancer Foundation has been around for, well, it was founded in 1994.
Yes, by Dr. Sebastian George, mm-hmm. and the Teichner family. And actually, when we talk about the Dr. George Charity Car Show, it's actually named in his memory.
All right. And he did lots of great work here in the Coachella Valley. But I want to give you a heads up for the website for those of you saying, okay, I need to talk to them. It's Desert Cancer Foundation.org. It's that simple. DesertCancerFoundation.org or 760-773-6554. That's 773-6554. Okay, to offer all the things that you guys do, and you do a tremendous amount of great work here in the Coachella Valley, you do have one of your big events is the Dr. George Palm Springs Cruise and Association Charity Car Show.
Yes.
It's the 16th annual event. It is huge. It is draws cars from everywhere. Tell us about this event.
So the Dr. George Charity Car Show was, as I mentioned, named in memory of Dr. Sebastian George. Mm-hmm. And he was a local oncologist here in the Valley. And he actually treated some of the local patients from the Palm Springs Cruisin Association. And he passed away, unfortunately, in 2002, tragically. Yeah. And the Palm Springs Cruisin Association decided to start this car show in his memory. And as one of the founding organizations that he founded, Desert Cancer Foundation was chosen as the sole beneficiary of this event. And since its inception, they have raised over $700,000. Actually, I think it's about $770,000 for Desert Cancer Foundation. Last year, they gave us over $82,000 alone.
That's
and
incredible.
This year, we're anticipating it to be even greater. They're a huge supporter of Desert Cancer Foundation. They're an amazing group of individuals here in our community. They're all volunteer, mm-hmm. Which is tremendous because it's a lot of work to put on this show.
Yes, it is. And I love the fact that you can help so many more people as cancer strikes so quickly a lot of times and people just don't know where to turn. So helping out Desert Cancer Foundation, certainly just you're giving right back to the community. All right, this show is huge. It is at the Indian Wells Tennis Garden. And let's talk a little bit about, is there an admission fee? How do people get their tickets? Tell us about the event. What are they going to see? I know they're going to see a lot of cars.
Yes.
Yes. It rows and rows of cars. So, Sarah, go ahead and tell us a little bit more about the event.
So, the day of the event, admission is $5 cash at the gate.
$5. Remember that. $5 cash at the gate.
And $5 parking per car for spectators.
Okay.
Now, children 12 and under are free, mm-hmm. and active military are free into the event as well. But the event has so many things going on. I mean, there's going to be over 1,000 classic cars, hot rods, you know, special interest cars and more. We have legendary race car driver Alan Grant going to be speaking, designer and automotive innovator Peter Brock, also the Hall of Fame Indianapolis race car driver Jim McGee, team manager, and Andreas Somogyi and his team from the Overhauling Show. They're going to have an A-team there with a bunch of cars. They're going to be doing photos and autographs.
Sarah, let me stop you right there. When you're talking about all these speakers, is it going to be one stage or are there going to be multiple areas where they're talking? How's that going to work?
So there will be one main stage where a lot of the speakers will be, but there will also be various tents or areas where people can go and speak to some of these folks and to get to know them a little bit.
All right, keep going. Yeah.
So yeah, tons of, we have food vendors, a beer garden. There'll be vendors selling things on site, tons of cars, raffles. Just lots going on. It's a huge event. Like I mentioned, over 1,000 cars. We expect over 10,000 people in attendance.
I was just going to ask you, because I know they're breaking attendance records every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is just really a lot of fun. And that $5 at the gate and the parking, those dollars are going, again, to the Desert Cancer Foundation.
They are. Yeah. So on behalf of Palm Springs Cruisin Association, when they raise these funds, all of these dollars for admission and parking, that's all coming right back to Desert Cancer Foundation.
That's incredible. That is so good. So, again, food, vendors, raffle, silent auction. and entertainment. You're going to have entertainment as well?
There'll be a DJ in addition to some music playing and everything all around. So, I mean, it's going to be, I mean, you're on over 18 acres plus at the tennis gardens. And there's going to be, as I mentioned, just lots of different areas. We have a site map. So when folks come in, pay their admission, they'll get a map of the entire layout. And kind of an, they'll also get a program that'll tell them what's going on all throughout the day so they can go and see what they want to see.
And I'm looking at the main admission is going to be on what street for the main, I think, is it going to be on Washington or Miles Avenue?
I know that they're actually going to be kind of guiding the cars on the street. So they'll have various parking because they'll be parking over in that grass lawn. Across the street off of Miles.
Plenty of parking.
Yeah, plenty of parking.
You won't be turned away. And I'm sure it's just going to be a fun, fun day for everyone. You have street rods, classics, muscle cars, special interest cars, trucks, and you also have motorcycles.
Yes.
So you have a little bit of everything. So bring your camera, wear a hat. Bring comfortable shoes.
Wear sunblock.
And for those of you car collectors out there, bring a business card. Bring some info so you can give it to some of these other collectors.
Absolutely.
You know, network.
Yeah.
Have a lot
it's
of fun.
It's a great opportunity.
It is a great opportunity. Well, okay, phone number, website.
So they can visit desertcancerfoundation.org for more information. The flyer is on our website. They can also call our office at 760-773-6554. Gates open at 9 a.m. and they're open till 3 o'clock.
Okay. It's going to be a wonderful day. And again, this is on Saturday, February 10th.
Saturday, February 10th.
All of it happens at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. Beautiful venue. That's next Saturday.
Yeah.
So oh, my gosh.
Week away.
It is next Saturday. And I'm already seeing cars cruising around town, too. Have you noticed it?
They are. And we actually, the Palm Springs Cruising Association is doing a cruise night on El Paseo the Friday before.
All right.
So people that are already registered to bring their cars to the event, they can go ahead and pick up their registration packets there. And you'll be seeing a lot of the cars over the next week.
All right. And for those of you saying, darn, I wish I would have registered my car, we're pretty sure that they are full. But you can always call and ask.
Absolutely.
You can always call and ask.
Absolutely. Yes. We do anticipate to be completely sold out and registration for cars on site. But you can always call and ask.
All right. And then we also want to give a heads up to your sponsors of this event, too.
Yeah. There's quite a few really great sponsors. We have the Indian Wells Tennis Garden, of course, Forest Lawn, Indian Wells, the city, Meacham Auctions, the Cart Mart, Palm Springs Motors, and a variety of others as well.
All right. And remember, all the proceeds benefit the Desert Cancer Foundation. You can't go wrong. It's just going to be a fun day for the entire family. Remember, kids under 12 and active military, they are free. $5 at the gate, cash, and $5 parking. So bring that cash with you. Yeah. And bring more for the auction items and all the vendors and just go have a fun day. Sarah, thanks so much.
Thanks, Francois, for having me.
All right. We're going to step aside. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. Welcome back to the show, everyone. It's Super Bowl Sunday. I am Francoise Rhodes. All right, if you want to call in and give Sean a team, pick a team, either the Eagles or the Patriots, give him first name and a text or email address. You can do so now at 760-440-8255, and you will be in our Super Bowl prize pool. And I'll just pick some winners as we go along. 760-440-8255. You can call and enter. I usually do it, but since the email's not really working at this point that I know of and stuff, I just so you have to call 760-440-8255 to sign up. Right now, we're going to talk about what are some free events going on here in the Coachella Valley. Well, artists are invited to apply for the 10th annual Indio Chalk Festival. How fun is that? That is, entries are open through February 15th, $5,000 in prizes to be awarded, and it's happening March 8th through 12th in downtown Indio. So if you are a chalk artist and you would like to be part of this, well, you can certainly do so, and that is, you can go to the website, which I will have on Traveling with Francoise. It's really easy, discoverindio.com/chalk festival. All right, Sunnyland Speaker Series, that is happening on Tuesday, February 6th. And Jeremy Bernard, a White House social secretary under President Barack Obama and co-author of a new book, will be speaking. That is at 2 p.m. Tuesday, February 6th at the Rancho Mirage Public Library as part of Sunnyland Speaker Series. This event is free to the public. So always a fun event to go to. The 17th annual Palm Desert Senior Games and International Sports Festival. Hundreds of athletes from 35 to 90 years of age. I keep saying every year that I want to go over and watch this. It's such an inspiration, don't you think? I mean, really.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, if you go watch people, let's say you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and you go watch people that are 90
right,
doing all this stuff, that means there's hope for us all.
There's always hope.
But I give them a lot of credit. I mean, and these are going to be a different, what are they going to be doing? They're going to be a variety of sports, including track and field, soccer, golf, pickleball, table tennis, volleyball, and much more. And it's free. You can go watch all these athletes. It's free. And let's see, it's through the 7th through the 11th, but they have an opening ceremony on Friday, February the 9th, and that is at the Civic Center Park Tennis Courts. So it is the Desert Senior Games. So for more information about that, the number is 760-568-2560 or desertseniorgames.org. That'd be the easiest way to find them. Okay, also the 27th annual softball tournament features LGBT players. It's free to the public, and that is February 9th through 11th. This is raising funds for AAP Food Samaritans in cooperation with the City of Palm Springs and the Palm Springs Gay Softball League. That's taking place February 9th through 11th, and that is happening, I would think it's over at, Big League Dreams Sports Park in Cathedral City. And sounds like that's good. They're going to have a lot of fun doing that as well. Rail Institute, they have a free seminar on February the 23rd from 10 to 12. This is all about apps. Join them for a demonstration and discussion of apps for your phone apps. Blind, low vision, iPhone, iPad users includes note-taking, cooking, travel, and identifiers for everyday objects such as color, money, and more. And that happens on Friday, February 23rd. And remember, all the programs over at the Braille Institute are free. So please take advantage of them. Okay? Take advantage of what is offered there. And there's free yoga at the Sarkowski Sculpture Garden at the Palm Springs Art Museum in Palm Desert. I don't know, a lot of you might have read this in the paper or heard about it, but Donna McMillan has stepped down as the chair of the Palm Springs Art Museum. She'll still have her fingers involved, though. Don't worry. She'll still be involved. She loves it too much. But anyway, if you want free yoga classes, they happen every Wednesday through April from 9 to 10. And that is the Galen and Faye Sarkowski Sculpture Garden at the Palm Springs Art Museum in Palm Desert. All right. Other things are happening, too. For those of you who like to write poetry, there's a poetry contest going on. Accepting submissions through, what is the deadline? Caroline Kennedy is the featured speaker on Thursday, March 8th. So I think, the submissions, you can send a submission by March 1st at deserttownhall.org if you write poetry. I have the link on the website, Traveling with Francoise. And the City of Palm Desert invites all artists, galleries, museums, nonprofit arts organizations, and private collectors to participate in the 2019-2020 Alpha Sale Sculpture Big Exhibit. The deadline for the entries must be submitted electronically, and that information is on the Traveling with Francoise website. I know a lot of that is so hard to remember. It is hard to remember. Okay. How about events that you have to pay for? Well, we have a lot of those going on as well. This is brought to you by Arcatire, formerly Desert Arcatire. They've moved to 31090 Reserve Drive off of Varner Road. You turn on Manufacturer's Way there in Thousand Palms. Gave my hats out on the bus trip, traveling with Francoise. Everybody loved them. And it was really nice because not always everyone wears a hat. And the people that don't wear a hat didn't take one.
That's good.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it is nice because a lot of times people just take things just to take them.
Yeah, they take them and they put them in a closet. I have a closet full of stuff that I'm given. And then that's it. It never gets out of the closet. Yep. So what I do is I offer the people that have hats on, because I know they wear hats.
Right.
I offer them a hat first and they get to pick out of all the colors. Well, because I know they're a hat person.
Right, yeah.
And then after that, then everyone else gets to pick.
Well, I think that's a good way to do it.
And what was fun was because then everybody that they had their traveling with Francois hats on. So as we were walking through Quartzsite, I noticed people kept looking at, wait, there's another one of those hats. Another person's wearing one of those hats. Where'd they get those hats? So anyway, that was fun. So ARC attire, they did the hats and they turned out great. Okay, polo is happening today. Polo is happening at the polo grounds. You go, there is a noon session and a afternoon's 2 o'clock session, and it's $20. The admission is free for the polo, but parking is $20. Just load a bunch of people up in your car, do a tailgating, have some fun at the Empire Polo Grounds. Also coming up, and this is going on Friday, February 9th, a Toast to La Quinta, a lifestyle and art infusion event. Tickets are $20 or entry tickets or 2 entry tickets for $30. I notice a lot of people are starting to do this now. All proceeds benefit the La Quinta Historical Society. So this is going to be happening, and it's at the La Quinta Museum. Happens on Friday, February 9th from 6 to 9 p.m. Dinner at 5. In fact, we're going to talk about that in the next episode of the show, our travel episode, because we had our two guests in the first hour, and David Ames is going to join us to talk about dinner at 5. Many of you have been winning tickets to see it. You have seen it. You love it. You've sent me great emails. So we're going to find out a little bit more about that. Dinner at 5. So I'll put that right there. Patricia Wells, she is still over at the Frank's Place at the Indian Wells Resort every Thursday through May. $5 gets you in. She's doing a fantastic job. So go on over there and enjoy Patricia Welch. All right, the Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards is February 20th. I can't believe that that's here. So much is happening. I mean, the list, it's really a lot of things going on in the Coachella Valley. They had the Swingin' Hops yesterday over on El Paseo. I tell you, if you can't find something to do right now,
you're not looking.
Yeah, you're really not, because the list, and that's just a small list of free events.
Right.
First of all, just small. And then we have the cruising on El Paseo on the Friday night. That's free. I say go sit at Thai Smile. It's a perfect venue. You're up there on the patio seating.
Yeah.
You can watch all the cars cruise by
on
Friday. But, I mean, we have so much going on, whether you want to pay or you want to go for free. And a lot of it is helping organizations. Here's the Steinway Society's music programs for local children. Their doctor's concert, that is Sunday, February 11th at 11:30 a.m. at Toscana Country Club. Now, this is different, too. They're thinking here, instead of having this at night, they're having this at 11:30 a.m. and includes a luncheon and on the terrace, the concert. So I think organizations are starting to sit back and think about these events now.
Oh, yeah. I think there's more planning going into it.
Yeah. Instead of just, well, we'll have it on Friday or Saturday night when everybody else.
Work. Yeah, it doesn't always work that way.
So this right here is perfect for those of you who want to enjoy a wonderful afternoon of music and lunch at Toscana. Beautiful over there. $125 per person, and you're benefiting the Steinway Society's music programs for children. All right, A Dream Come True at the Living Deserts Fairy Tales and Frog Day. That's February 10th. This is from 9 a.m. to noon. The highlight of the day will be Toad Alley Royal Tea Party. I think this is really a kids' event, but of course adults can go. Children aged 3 to 12 are welcome to join one of the 4 Mad Hatter private tea parties. Exclusive tea party is $20 per child and will consist of all sorts of great things. So this is at the Living Desert, and that happens on February 10th. Lorna Luft, yes, we have tickets that we'll be giving away. Lorna Luft tickets February 14th. That is Through the Eyes of Love, and this benefits Guide Dogs of the Desert. The fair. The fair's coming up. Tickets for the fair. We have tickets for all sorts of things. We have an evening of music and laughter on Monday, February 26th in City Palm Desert, the Mountain View Clubhouse. And those tickets are $40 per person. You can go see that. They always do a great job. This show sells out by the Italian Heritage Club. This show sells out every year, standing room only. They change the comedians, and so get your tickets now, 760-578-3479. I have those tickets I'll be giving away. Living Desert, Park After Dark, and the list just goes on and on and on. So that's it for this hour of the show. We're going to step aside for some local and some national news. We'll let you continue to sign up for your Super Bowl team in the second hour of the show. That number is 760-440-8255. It's a prize pool. That's all you got to do is pick a team and give us a first name and a phone number, and you're entered. It's that simple. On that note, we are going to step aside. When we come back, we have a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back.